Smashing Thirds. That's one of the closest pieces to James P. Johnson. It shows James P.'s influence more than quite a few others. So this is Smashing Thirds, also recorded in 1929. Waller didn't record much until 1929, because in 1929 he'd had this huge hit, Hot Chocolates, which had hit songs in it. So immediately Victor Talking Machine Company wanted to record.
Just to clarify, when you say hit, it was a musical production that was very popular.
Yeah, it was a Broadway musical.
I've talked a lot in this series about Waller, how he had a love for classical music, was very knowledgeable about it, had some classical training very early in his life.
I think that the training was, I think, in the 20s. I don't think he had, he may have had some before Numb Fumbling, because when you hear him do... that sort of thing, I think that may have come from fingering. But... both James P., well, all three of them, James P., Fats, and Willie, loved classical music. The special thing that Waller brought to Stride was his touch, which was very unique. He was the only Stride pianist I remember, classical people who didn't like jazz. When I was a kid, there were a lot of... jazz was frowned upon by more traditional classical musicians, a lot of them. But they loved Fats Waller. Because he had a very refined touch. In fact, I'll play you a little bit of his E-flat blues, and this is inspired by his 1935 recording for Associated Program Service. ¶¶ So you using the whole piano in different colors again. That thing, I guess you could call that a tremolo. By that time, he was using that sort of as a joke, looking back on the old honky-tonk type piano, just making fun. Waller is known for his incredible sense of humor. And his sense of humor was not just verbal, it was in the music, too. There would be all sorts of musical non sequiturs which would fit and would just be funny. Now, here's one he did, which I also love. It's on one of my CDs. It's called Sweet Savannah Sue, and that's from Hot Chocolates as well. Now, that sounds a little bit closer to the Birmingham Blues we were listening to before, even though that's 7 years later. And it's also more of his theatrical sound. And again, he's playing the melody. He's trying to sell the song. Whereas Smashing Thirds or Numb Fumbling, he just made those up, and those are display pieces. And nobody expected to sell a lot of sheet music with those.